James chapter number 5. So, ito ang last message natin sa aklat ng James chapter number 5. Page 1047 kung ginagamit niyo yung sample Bible. James chapter 5. And the Bible says in verse 19 and verse number 20, last two verses here. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. So kung tagalugin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, mga kapatid ko, kung ang sino man sa inyo ay naliligaw mula sa katotohanan at siya ay pinanumbalik ng sino man, dapat niyang malaman na ang nagpapanumbalik sa isang makasalanang mula sa pagkaligaw sa kanyang landas ay maliligtas ng kaluluwa, ay magliligtas ng kaluluwa mula sa kamatayan at magtatakip ng napakaraming kasalanan. So, in the church, there's always the possibility of erring. Kaya sabi dito sa Bible, brethren, if any of you church members, so naalala natin, Pastor James is addressing the Jerusalem Baptist Church and also the subsequent churches that were planted because of the diaspora. And so in the church, church members, pastors included, which, by the way, the pastor is also a church member. So, in the church, it is possible for members to err. Now, yung word err dito, ibig sabihin ng err, naliligaw. So, merong wastong landas, merong tamang landas, pero maaari na ang Kristiyano or church member ay maligaw sa landas. It is possible to err from the truth. And the idea of the word err comes from the Greek word where we get the cosmological word planet. Err in the Greek is planeo. So we get the word planet. And what is a planet? Well, a planet is that body in the heavens that roams around, rotates, and goes around and follows a course, supposedly, I guess. And it strays or moves. So subsequently, Earth, biblically speaking, is not a planet. Hindi ho ito planet Earth. So you heard the evolutionary scientists say that we are a solar system. We are not a solar system. Basahin niyo ang Bible. The Bible declares that God created the earth. And the earth is the center. When Jesus comes back to establish his kingdom, he's not going to establish his kingdom in Mercury or Venus or Mars. He's going to establish his kingdom in Jerusalem, here on earth. So, ang earth talaga ang center ng focus. Hindi ho, ang ginagawa kasi ng mga scientists, inaalis nila talaga tayo sa biblical framework. The scientists, the secularists, the atheists, they don't want to focus on the earth. They want to focus everywhere else. In fact, scientists today teach us that the universe has no center. Walang center ang universe. It is acentrical. Dati, solar system. Pero ngayon, hindi na solar system. We're nothing. There is no rhyme or reason. It is all a mere chance and accident. And so, biblically speaking, you read the Bible, and you will know the Bible never calls the earth a planet. we are fixed. We are stable. In fact, it is the sun that rises and it is the sun that sets. It is the moon and the stars. They're the ones who have a circuit, not earth. However, that is not the main thing I want to show you. What I want to show you is that you understand the word err, E-R-R, err. Planeo, the possibility of straying, of getting off the path. Now, Christianity, Christians are in danger of error, of erring. Lahat tayo ay merong panganib na mag-error o maalis sa landas ng wasto. Dati, marunong tayo mag-pray, pero ngayon, hindi na nagpe-pray. You are erring. Dati, marunong tayo magbigay, pero ngayon, hindi na tayo nagbibigay. You are erring. Dati, nagbabasa tayo ng Bible, pero ngayon, hindi na tayo nagbabasa ng Bible. You are erring. Dati, nag-a-attend tayo ng church, ngayon, hindi na tayo nag-a-attend ng church. You are erring. That is error. You are straying from the path. Teenagers, young people, while you were a child, you are taught to pray, to give, to read your Bible, to go to church. You're taught these things. And then when you become a teenager, all of a sudden, you can just err. Pansinin ninyo ang majority ng mga young people ng mga churches today. Halos ang nag-church na lang yung magulang, wala na yung teenagers. Ayaw na nila sa church na pinagmulan nila, kung biblical church yon. Karaniwan ngayon sa mga young people, iiwanan nila ang landas na kanilang natutunan mula sa Bible. And I'm here to tell you, walang exempt sa atin sa pag-alis sa tamang landas. We are always on alert and being warned by Pastor James, do not err from the truth. Napansinin mo yung truth. It doesn't say truth plural. It is singular. Okay? We only have one truth. We only have one God. There is only one Bible. So, if you grow up and you are no longer using God's Bible, this Bible, you are erring from the truth. At ganun din, yung mga churches today, hahabol sila ng bagong translation. Do you know the latest Bible? 2022? Or was it 2020 na publish? Alam mo yung pinakabagong Bible ngayon? Ang tawag doon, Legacy Bible. Legacy Standard Bible yata ang tawag doon. Legacy Standard. Legacy. Ano kaya ang mangyayari sa legacy na yun? Before that was the English Standard Version. Before that was the New American Standard Bible. And before that was the NIB. And then before that was the American Standard Version, 1901. Tapos before that was the Revised Version, 1886. Lahat ng mga churches and Christians na naniniwala sa bagong salin, you have erred from the truth. And so, meron tayong biblical foundation na napapag-aralan sa Bible class natin kung bakit napakahalaga ng mga words ng Panginoon. At nasa sa atin ngayon kung susunod tayo sa truth ng word na ipinapangaral, tinuturo sa atin mula sa salita ng Diyos. What kind of church will we be in the future? Well, pagsikapan natin na yung napapag-aralan natin ay isinasabuhay natin at hindi ito nagbabago. Amen? And so, we should never err from the truth. We should continue, but be warned. Be warned. Teenagers are being tempted to err. Young people are being tempted to err. Adults are being tempted to err. Seniors are being tempted to err. Every day is a challenge, moment by moment challenge. Will you err from the truth? I hope not. But may remedy ang Diyos if, for instance, one of us errs from the truth. And this is what James is talking about. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, here's the saving grace. One, convert him. So merong isa sa atin na pwedeng gamitin niya yung Word of God para turuan tayo na manumbalik sa paggawa ng truth. God uses church members to reprove, rebuke, exhort, and bring us back to the place of truth and the path of truth through conversion. Ibig sabihin ng convert, change. Change. Whereas the world, the devil, and the flesh pressures us to err from the truth, God's people, church members, spiritual people are used of God to convert us back to the truth, to change us, to restore and return us to the Lord. Let him know, verse 20, that he which converteth the sinner. So James calls the erring church member a sinner. So, yung sinner, hindi lang yan unsaved. It is possible for a church member to err from the truth and to live and to be in sin. So, possible na mapunta sa sin ang Christian or church member. And he becomes a sinner. But he which converted the sinner from the error of his way, tingnan mo, his way. Alam mo kung paano mo alam na ikaw ay nasa mali? Gusto mong gawin yung landas mo. You like your way more than God's way. You see? But God uses someone to convert the sinner from the error, same word, same idea, straying away from God's way to his way. God uses this church member to convert the sinner, and this church member shall save a soul from death. So, itong soul from death, ito ba yung unsaved soul? No. The context tells us this soul is the sinner who erred from the truth, who was or used to be a church member. You see? So, madaling gamitin ito sa evangelism, soul winning, pero that will be out of context. Now, you can apply the truth to evangelism. That's fine. But before you make application, understand the interpretation. Understand the interpretation and then understand the context. Okay? So, yes, when we lead someone to the Lord, we are converting that sinner from the error of being unsaved. That's fine. And the same is true. We save a soul. God saves a soul from death and hides a multitude of sins under the blood of Jesus Christ. But this passage of Scripture is a warning to the church member, and God using another church member to get him back, to change back, and to save from death, meaning the judgment of God. So, tayo mga church members are always under the Lord's warning not to stray, and if we do stray, meron tayong mga examples sa New Testament na sila ay nawala sa landas. Anong ginawa ng Panginoon sa kanila? Pinatay sila. Did you know that? I remember two situations. Number one, Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter number 5. You remember that? And there's another one in Corinthians. Naalala ninyo, nag-Lord's Supper sila. Tapos, they observed the Lord's Supper unworthily. And what happened to them? They fell sick and some died. That is because when a church member is in sin, God judges. So, severe talaga. Alam nyo, ang pinakamasaklap sa church discipline ay yung tinatanggal ka sa katawan ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Dahil, sa loob ng katawan ng Panginoong Hesukristo, meron tayong umbrella of protection under the authority of Jesus Christ. Pero kung hindi ka nagpapasakop kay Jesus Christ, di ilalabas ka from underneath this body. I-expose ka ngayon kay Satan para ma-destroy yung katawan mo at ma-preserve yung spirit mo. Kasi yung sa Kristiyano, yung spirit mo ligtas na yon. Hindi na pwedeng mawalan yung kaligtasan mo. Your spirit is saved forever. Pag namatay ka, babalik yan sa Diyos kung ikaw ay saved. Pero kung ikaw ay church disciplined, ilalabas yung katawan mo sa katawan ni Kristo. Hindi ka na bahagi ng church. Ngayon, i-dedicate ka talaga kay Satan. O, so, kung gusto mong mabuhay para kay Satan, di doon ka na. Magpasakop ka kay Satan. Para i-destroy niya yung katawan mo, tapos may isauli na yung spirit mo sa Diyos. You see, that's how severe yung judgment ng Panginoon sa church member na hindi gumagawa ng tama. But thank God that He uses each other, us, to restore us again to a place of usefulness. Now the Bible says, shall hide a multitude of sins, similar to covering. Pag ang Diyos nagpatawad, tinatakpan niya yung kasalanan natin. Go over to Psalm 32, verse number 1, for example. Psalm 32, verse number 1. Tingnan mo yung kapatawaran ng Diyos. Psalm 32, verse number 1. Psalm 32, verse 1. A psalm of David Maskil. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. So if you are saved and born again, your transgression is forgiven. And your sin is covered. Tinakpan na ng Diyos yan. Under the blood of Jesus Christ, at hindi ka na sasagot sa kasalanan mo. Binayaran na yan ni Kristo. Psalm 85, verse number 2. Look at Psalm 85, verse number 2. Psalm 85, verse number 2. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. Well, praise the Lord. God loves to forgive our sins and loves to cover our sins. Romans chapter 4, verse 7. Romans chapter 4, verse 7. Book of Romans. Let's see here. Chapter 4. And verse number 7. Romans chapter 4, verse 7. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. So, nais ng Diyos na hindi mabuhay ang church member sa kasalanan. Nais ng Diyos na yung kasalanan ng church member ay mabura, makover, at makalimutan na ng Diyos. Move on. Move up. Stay out of sin. Get back into fellowship with God and enjoy God's perfect forgiveness and covering of our sin. Pastor James ends his letter demonstrating a pastor's heart for the flock of God. So, basahin natin. Let's do a review of James. As we close the letter of James, we see that James, Pastor James, is the third pastor of the church at Jerusalem. Sino yung first pastor? Si Jesus. Sino yung second? Sino? Peter. Yeah. Sino yung third? James. Okay, very good. So, James writes a letter to who? Scattered churches, that's right. Sino yung primary audience niya? Yeah, the church at Jerusalem. Siya ang pastor. Okay? So, tinuruan ni James, nagbigay siya ng mga listahan. Kung baga, if you really think about it, yung buong letter ni James ay isang napakalaking listahan na wag gawin ito, gawin ito, wag gawin yan, gawin ito, wag gawin ito, gawin ito. It's a pastor. James is pastoring his people. Sabi niya, if you lack wisdom, pray for wisdom. And yung failure to ask ang dahilan kung bakit wala kang wisdom. Sabi niya, huwag kang maging double-minded. Sabi niya, matuto ka mag-endure ng temptation. Sabi niya, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not accomplish the righteousness of God. James warns us to be, not just to be a hearer of the word only, but a doer of the work. He warns us to put into practice pure religion, visiting the poor, the widow, yung mga helpless talaga. Tumulong tayo sa mga helpless. Keeping oneself unspotted from the world. Kasi pag worldly ka, hindi ka pwedeng gamitin. The sin of respect of persons, sabi ni James, wag kayong matuto na mag-respect ng persons. Okay? Challenge yan sa Church of Jerusalem. Kasi halos lahat sila mga Hudyo. Hindi sila nagwe-welcome kaagad ng mga Gentiles. And so they had to fight through racism, racial tension with the respective persons. Sabi ni James, remember, faith without works is dead. Huwag niyong kalimutan. Be not many masters, not controlling the tongue, bitter envying in the heart, strife, confusion, every evil work, wars, and fightings. By the way, did you know that the Bible is very careful about wars? Kaya lagot kayo, yung mga pulis, tsaka yung mga sundalo, lagot kayo. I do believe we're almost to World War III. I believe it. With China, the U.S., by the way, inaprubahan na magkaroon ng mga more bases sa U.S., ng U.S. dito ngayon sa Pinas. What is that for? China, Russia, aggression sa Ukraine. And did you know, I don't know if nanonood ba kayo ng balita or whatever, there were a few Russian airplanes in Alaska. North Korea testing missiles. Wars and fightings. So, are wars okay? Is God against wars? What does the Bible say? Ye war, ye lust in war, and ye have not, because ye ask not. So, where does warring come from? Are you a warmonger? Ano yung warmonger? Mahilig sa war. Hindi ho, yung Bible, hindi ho siya nagpo-promote ng war. Presumptuous sins, corrupt manner of gaining riches. Tingnan mo ang lawak talaga ng letter ni James. Pagsusundalo, militarism, warfare, corruption in earning a living. Is there anything that James did not talk about? Tapos yung iba, ang Christianity ay pang-spiritual lamang. Hindi pwedeng banggitin yung economy, military, lifestyle, out of bounds. Abortion, same-sex marriage, you should never be talked about in church because church is just spiritual. That is new evangelicalism. Yan ang ugali talaga ng maraming mga Kristiyano ngayon. Hindi ka pwedeng mangaral sa divorce, abortion. Magbasa ka ng Bible. Walang hindi binanggit ni James sa kanyang liham. Lack of a prayer life, nandito sa Book of James, you see. At yun ang pinag-usapan natin last week. When you are sick, when you are afflicted, when you are merry, you should be praying and rejoicing in the Lord. You see, James talks about everything, not just the spiritual. And so, there is only one truth, and you are either walking in the truth of God or you are erring. I hope that you are not erring. Now, for those who are spiritual and walking in the path of God, how do you encourage a brother or sister who is straying? Meron bang instruction ng Panginoon kung paano gamitin ang church member para i-sharpen at tulungan yung straying brother? Kasi ang ugali ngayon ng mga Kristiyano, pag wala na yung sister or brother na yan sa church, pabayaan na lang. That is not biblical. Go to Galatians chapter 6, verse number 1. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. So the Bible does teach us how, gives us wisdom concerning the restoration of an erring brethren. Here's a sample one, Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 1. Look at Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye, second person plural, corporate, hey, churches of Galatia, ye, which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So, ikaw na spiritual ka, na gumagawa ka ng tama, pag nakita mo yung kapatira mo gumagawa ng mali, approach mo siya, tulungan mo siya, in the spirit of meekness. Ano yung meekness? Humbleness. Bakit? Kasi, kung natisod siya at natiwalag siya, ikaw rin. It's possible for you na mangyari yan sa'yo. So, consider yourself. Make sure you restore a brother or sister in the spirit of meekness. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 25. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 25. Ayan na naman. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. So in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. So kung ikaw, gusto mong ituwid yung kapatiran mo na nag-e-err, you approach them in the spirit of meekness. Mas mahalaga ang pamamaraan ng pananalita mo kesa sa sasabihin mo. How you say something is more important than what you say. You have to reach out in the spirit of meekness. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. This is God's wisdom concerning the restoration of an erring brother. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You see? It has to be done in a spirit of meekness and fear. So sa pananalita lang, you have to be reminded, if I'm going to correct this brother or this sister, I must do it in the spirit of meekness. Speak the words of truth and love and try to convert the brother from the error of his way. So, gaya ng soul winning or witnessing, kailangan mo ng wisdom galing ng Diyos when you deal with an erring brother or sister. Do you need wisdom when you speak to an unsaved person about his soul? Yes, you need wisdom. Well, you need wisdom when you speak to a brother or sister about their soul. You see, this is wisdom concerning the restoration of an erring brother. And dito natatapos yung book of James. And we're thankful for that. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us then. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the words of Christ, Lord, for the words of life, for the words that James penned down, thousands of years ago, Lord, a couple thousand years ago. And we have them here preserved for us, available to us. We read about it, Lord. Help us to apply these things in our lives. And Lord, we'll give you praise, honor, and glory. For we submit ourselves to your word. We ask that you would do your work in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen.